This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The Nobel Peace Prize was awarded on Friday to imprisoned activist Narges Mohammadi for her fight against the oppression of women in Iran, many of whom are removing their hijabs despite a harsh crackdown. Mohammadi's award comes after a wave of protest swept Iran following the death in custody a year ago of a young Iranian Kurd, Mahsa Amini, arrested for violating Iran's strict dress rules for women. A Russian missile strike killed at least 51 people in a village shop in northeastern Ukraine on Thursday. Many there were themselves gathered for the wake of a fallen soldier from that village, according to officials. Reuters correspondent Diane Tao reports.
In his nightly video address, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky slammed Moscow for what he called a deliberate attack.
The Russian military could not have been unaware of where they were hitting, and it was not a blind strike. People gathered there for a memorial meal, Christian memorial meal. Who could launch a missile at them? Who? Only absolute evil.
Ukraine has launched a counteroffensive in the south and east that it says is gradually making progress.
Reuters correspondent Diane Tao. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said on Thursday the situation with the U.S. is dangerous.
Yes, it's a tough period for the United States, and of course it's a tough period for Ukraine, but since first days of full-scale war, we didn't have easy time. So we are ready for any tough period.
A dispute among the Republican majority in the U.S. House of Representatives has complicated budget negotiations and prompted President Joe Biden to go from confidence that a deal will be made on Ukraine aid to expressing concern. This is VOA News. Family members of some of the victims of a deadly drone attack on a crowded military graduation ceremony that killed scores have gathered outside a military hospital in the central Syrian city of Homs to collect the bodies of their loved ones. Thursday's strike on the Homs Military Academy was the deadliest in years, killing 89 people and wounding as many as 277. The death toll could rise as some of the wounded are in critical condition. Syria announced a three-day state of mourning starting Friday. U.S. and Mexican officials held talks Thursday, the first time migration was part of the agenda of the recurring bilateral event, but there was also confusion surrounding expansion of the U.S. border wall. VOA's Veronica Balderas Iglesias has the story.
U.S. Secretary of Homeland Security Alejandro Mayorkas denied there is a change in policy.
The construction project reported today was appropriated, funded during the prior administration in 2019, and the law requires the government to use these funds for this purpose.
Earlier in the day, Mexican President Andrés Manuel López Obrador strongly decried the move. Veronica Valderas Iglesias, VOA News.
Elon Musk, the world's richest man, is being sued by the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission, which is trying to compel him to testify as part of a probe into his $44 billion takeover of social media giant Twitter. Reuters correspondent Gabe Singer reports.
According to a Thursday court filing, the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission subpoenaed him to appear in court last month, but he failed to appear. The agency's investigation focused on whether Musk broke federal securities laws in 2022 when he bought stock in Twitter, which he later renamed X. The SEC says he missed a deadline to publicly disclose buying the stock. Thursday's filing showed the agency subpoenaed Musk in May this year to provide testimony in San Francisco. Though Musk initially agreed to the deposition 2 days before the September 15th date, Musk raised, quote, several spurious objections and said he would not appear.
Reuters correspondent Gabe Singer. Heavy rain and strong wind will hit South China over the next 3 days as a typhoon reaches the coast after killing one and injuring hundreds in Taiwan, where authorities were on Friday flying help to a badly hit island. The storm will bring severe weather to the coast of Guangdong province and neighboring areas, China's National Meteorological Center said, as it issued a yellow alert, the third highest in a four-colored warning system. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.